Hi there, I'm Shelley Freelo, and welcome to the Ministry of Marriage podcast on HerFaithRadio.com. I'm an author, speaker, founder, and president of HerFaithVillage.com Ministries, a multifaceted ministry for women and youth. But my main role is as wife to my husband of over 30 years and as women's ministry leader for over 25 years. I'm so happy you were able to tune in for today's podcast. Hello, ladies, and welcome to the Ministry of Marriage podcast. I'm your host, Shelley Freelo, and today we're going to be speaking about embracing our sexy. Now, this podcast will be broken into two parts, the first being the physical sexiness of the godly woman, and then the second part will be the spiritual sexiness of the godly woman. Now, before you guys blow your tops, yes, a godly woman can be sexy. And we're going to get into the Word and see what the Word says about a woman's sexuality. So, when we look at sexiness, we tend to think of it as just something that the world has devised for explaining who a woman is. A woman can be explained in many definitions. We can say that a woman is beautiful and not use the word sexy. We can say that a woman is gorgeous and not use the word sexy. We can even say that a woman has great spiritual traits and not use the word sexy. When we think of the word sexy, it is associated with sex, as it should be. Because women, I know no one likes to admit this, but God created us to be sexually appealing to men. Why? Because we were designed as his helpmate. We were designed to procreate. For those of you who may not know what that means that we were designed to have babies. I cannot have babies if he does not want to be sexually with me. So my sexiness is something that God gave me as a tool to please my husband. So it's nothing wrong with a godly woman being sexy. Now, if you're like me, I've been married, over 30 years. We tend to get complacent. We forget about our sexy. We forget that our husbands need to still see us as attractive, still come home and see that woman that plays with him and flirts with him and makes herself physically appealing for him. That's part of the ministry of wife to our husbands, the ministry of helpmate to our husbands. So this is something that we want to embrace. However, the world does not tell us that. The world tells us that a Christian woman is supposed to be this woman that looks drab and she's unattractive and she doesn't really make herself appealing. So we want to go to God's Word and see what God's Word says about woman. To really get a sense of embracing our sexiness, let's take a look at Song of Songs, chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. How beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes behind your veil are doves. Your hair is like a flock of goats descending from the hills of Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep, just shorn, coming up from the washing. Each has its twin, not one of them is alone. Your lips are like a scarlet ribbon, your mouth is lovely. Your temples behind your veil are like the hills of a pomegranate, the halves of a pomegranate. Your neck is like the Tower of David, built with courses of stone. On it hang 1,000 shields, all of them shields of warriors. Your breasts are like two fawns, like twin fawns of a gazelle that browse among the lilies. We're going to stop there for a minute. I stopped in verse 5. Ladies, this is a king doting on his woman. He's talking about her hair, her eyes, her breast, her body, her neck. This is a man who is finding joy in his queen. Joy in the physicality of his queen. So even in God's word, we see that a woman's sexuality is okay for her husband. So ladies, you know, sometimes we can let life cause us to forget to turn on our sexy, to forget to do our hair and to make sure that we're looking appealing. We tend to walk around the house in sweatpants and a t-shirt. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there needs to be those days of the week when he comes home and is surprised to see that we've turned on our sexy. We need to still know how to arouse our husbands and how to flirt with our husbands. We don't want that to be something that is an afterthought. We want to still know that we need to make him feel like a man. We want to make him feel that he is worth our attention. When we look at these verses in Song of Songs, chapter 4, we see that the physical nature of a woman is something that is a gift from God. When your husband asked you to marry him, he looked at you and said, "She was uniquely different than the other women that I saw. She is a special kind of attractiveness, a special kind of sexiness that far surpassed the other women that I could have chosen. He chose you. And I know this may be hard to believe, but he chose you because he saw your sexy." So ladies, we can embrace our sexy as a gift from God. Those days when our husbands, let's just admit it, want some and we're tired and we don't want to be bothered, we can secretly say in our heart, "Lord, thank you. Thank you for the blessing of my sexiness, that my husband still desires me," right? So never let the enemy tell you that you're not sexy, that you're not the woman that can push his buttons, that can make him know that he chose wisely to choose you as his wife. Let's stay in chapter 7 of Song of Songs and jump, chapter 4 of Song of Songs and jump down to verse 7. It says, "You are altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no flaw in you." Now, let's do a reality check. Everybody has flaws. Everybody. You have dimples in your booty. Your boobies don't hang like they used to. You might have a little gut here and there. Your hair might not be just right. You don't look like you used to look when you first got married. All of those things are true, but he can still see you as desirable, as sexy. I'll share a story with you from my own life. I had gained weight and I had gotten older. And I really didn't feel that I looked appealing to my husband. And I went to take a shower one day and he got ready to get in with me. And I said, "Oh my gosh, what are you doing?" And he was like, "Why don't you want to take a shower with me anymore? I don't understand." And I was like, "Well, I don't look like I used to." He says, "You look the same to me." Ladies, let that sink in for a moment. You look the same to me. God blessed me to still be appealing to my husband. And here I was saying to myself, "I don't want that blessing. No, God, I don't care that you've blessed me to still be appealing to my husband, for my husband to still find me attractive." Ladies, it is a lie from Satan that we are not the most desirable, the most sexy, the most appealing women that God created. He created us that way. Over and over again, we see in the Word where God gifted beautiful women to men to be their wives. And that these men, through the power and the anointing of God, found delight in them. We want to take back our sexiness. We want to take back and own our sexual beautifulness, our physical beauty. We want to take that back. and not let the enemy use that against us, that our bodies have changed, that maybe we have a scar. I remember I spoke to a young lady who had had a C-section, and she never wanted her husband to see her naked because she had a scar on her belly from the C-section. And I finally talked her into letting the three of us sit down and talk, her husband, her, and myself. And through that conversation, he said, "You're still as beautiful as ever to me." And he said, it angers me that you want to hide yourself from me, that you hide when you get dressed, you hide when you take a shower, that you're hiding your body from me. I'm your husband. I love your scar. I love everything about you." And this brother, you guys, went on to describe in great detail what he was happy with. I didn't know if I needed to like sign off of that conversation because he was very detailed. But it was a beautiful thing because it meant that he wanted his wife to know, "I didn't stop finding you sexy. You stopped finding you sexy. I didn't stop finding you attractive. You stopped finding you attractive." And don't we do that, ladies? Don't we assume things for our husbands instead of allowing him to speak for himself? In these verses, we see so many beautiful things of this husband talking about his wife. The Song of Songs is a book that is written by King David to express the love of God for his people. It equally expresses the image of a man who finds the woman that he is with, his wife, physically attractive, physically appealing, feels physically desirable to him. What is this saying to us as Christian women? That means that as we go throughout our marriage ministry, we can say to ourselves, "Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to walk in my sexiness, for allowing me to be physically attractive to my husband, for allowing me to be desirable to my husband, for allowing me to have his eye." And for those ladies out there who are listening, who are saying in the back of their mind, "But my husband no longer finds me attractive or desirable or even wants anything to do with me," take heart, my sisters. God is a great, great, big God. If God designed for us as women, the helpmate, to be physically attractive to our husbands, then that means that he has ordained that and we can walk in that. You take that thing to God. Tell God to renew his eyes, that he sees you with the eyes that he saw you when he first was attracted to you. You take that thing to God and ask God to let you be on his mind throughout the day. Let your body be physically appealing to your husband. You talk to God about your sexiness, because after all, we have just learned that God gave us that, that he allowed that. When we look at Queen Esther, God made Esther appealing to Ahasuerus, the king. Out of all the women that he had to choose from, this was a king in these days. He could just pick one and say, "That's the one I want." So God made Esther stand out among all of the women that he had been with. That was God. That same God is still at work today. That same God can put that desire, that physical attraction, that flirtiness in his heart just for you. So it's okay for us to take our sexiness to God. It's okay that we take our physical appearance to God. It's okay for us to say, "God, I want to be able to rock my husband's world. I want that guy, when he's sitting on that job, he has thoughts of me going through his mind. When he's talking to his friends, he's thinking about that outfit I wore yesterday." It's okay for my husband to find me attractive. It's okay for my husband to say, "Man, I have got a sexy wife." That is okay. In fact, That is what we are called to be to our husbands. So ladies, embrace your sexiness. Don't run from it. And thank the Lord for allowing us to have that type of power in the hearts of our husbands. Let's revisit verse 7 in Song of Songs, chapter 4. It says, "You are altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no flaw in you." Ladies, as I said before, we are emotional creatures. We are complicated beings. Sometimes the enemy allows us to look at our flaws to the degree that we can't see what we've been blessed with. Listen, if you've got a big derriere, maybe God gave you that big derriere because that's what your husband likes. And you can say, "Well, Lord, thank you for that big derriere. I'm happy." Instead of saying, "I wish I could have a smaller bottom. I wish that, you know, my breasts could be tinier or didn't sag so much." Whatever the case may be, embrace your sexiness. Embrace your physical attraction. Ladies, no one should walk out of their house that is a godly woman looking like a streetwalker. But we should make ourselves appealing. You know, it's okay to have those down days, but if those down days overextend your good days, then there is a problem. There should be times when your husband looks at you in awe because he's just so thankful that you chose him, that he gets to lie next to you every night. And we can achieve that when we are embracing our sexiness. Let's drop down to verse 11 in Song of Songs, chapter 4. It says, "Your lips drop sweetness as the honeycomb. My bride, milk and honey are under your tongue. The fragrance of your garments is like the fragrance of Lebanon." Again, ladies, this is a description of a man who is overwhelmed with the sexiness of the woman he's with. Are you allowing your husband to be overwhelmed with your sexiness, with your physical sexual attraction? Or does he feel that the woman he's with is no longer interested in turning him on or making his heart palpitate? If you find yourself in this situation, only you can make the change. It's time to bring that thing to God. "Lord, I just don't feel like getting dressed up. I don't feel like doing my hair. I don't feel like having sex with my husband. But I do need you to bring that desire in my heart. For you created me to be a sexual being, a sexy being, a beautiful being. I don't care what size you are, what skin tone you may have, how tall, how short, your breast size, your butt size, your waist size. God created you to be a sexual being, and you're to be a sexual being for your husband." To the degree that we should be women that embrace the gift of our sexiness that God has bestowed upon us, instead of only picking out our flaws, which is what many of us do. I've been guilty of it myself. You know, I remember when I first got my dentures. And yes, ladies, I have dentures. And I was just like, "Oh my gosh, man, this is terrible. My husband's going to look at me and say, I have no teeth. What's wrong? Blah, 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 blah." And it was no big deal for him, because he still saw my sexy. He still saw my beautifulness. But what happened in those moments of discovering myself again was that I had redefined myself. Sometimes, ladies, we redefine who we are to our husbands, thinking that they have redefined us, when it is in fact we ourselves that have lessened our beauty, that have lessened our attraction. Something that he never did. But because of our outlook of ourselves, we have made ourselves ugly. We have made ourselves unattractive. So the question becomes, who have you made yourself out to be? Have you made yourself out to be that attractive, beautiful, sexy, desirable woman that God created for him? Or have you, through your actions, made yourself physically unappealing. Not because he defined you that way, not because your husband defined you that way, but because you have defined yourself that way. Let's go to Psalm 139:13 through 24. It says, "For you formed my innermost parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them." What is this talking about? It is saying that God created us. He created us with beauty and care and love before we took our first breath, before our mothers even knew that we were in her womb. He created us to be this beautiful, loving, sexy, desirable woman for the husband that he would send to us. Age does not change this fact. Weight does not change this fact. Listen, ladies. Just because we don't walk in what God created us to be does not diminish his plan and who he created us to be. See, it is us that need to embrace God's plan. God's plan is always the same. These verses are letting us know there is no reason to buy into the lie of the enemy that we're not good enough. To buy into the lie of the enemy that our sexy isn't there anymore. To buy into the lie of the enemy that, well, you know, we're married. He knows that I love him, and he should know we have kids. I got a job. We got housework. I don't have time for all of that. And this is letting us know, no, darling, you do have time for that, because God created you that way. You must make the time. My mother shared something with me a little while ago when she said that a lady in her Bible study class said that people do what they want to do. If you are wanting your husband to find the attractiveness in you that's described in chapter 4 of Song of Songs, then it's time for you to step up to the plate. It's time for you to say, you know what, I'm going to make time to make myself physically appealing again. I'm going to make time to flirt with my husband again. I'm going to make time to let him know that I still want to rock his world. I'm going to make time physically to make myself that sexy woman that he desired all those years ago. Let's go to Proverbs 5:18 through 19. "Let your fountain be blessed, and rejoice in the wife of your youth, a lovely deer, a graceful doe. Let her breasts fill you at all times with delight. Be intoxicated always in her love." Wow! This is in the Word of God. It says for our husbands to be intoxicated with our love. When was the last time you allowed your husband to be intoxicated with your love? When was the last time that you allowed your husband to find delight in your breasts? When was the last time that you reminded your husband that he was the king of your castle? Proverbs 5:18 through 19 is letting us know, ladies, that we can be intoxicating, that we can embrace our sexy and still walk in our faith, that we can be the sexy, intoxicating wives that God created us to be. It is showing us in his word that he is allowing the woman to create an environment of sexiness for her husband. It is okay. The Word of God is letting us know this. Listen. Years and years and years ago, before Jesus was even born, there were no power women, no career women. The tool that a woman had was her, was who she was, the dream of being with her. That is what God gifted us. Listen, ladies, that gift has not changed. And I'm going to apologize to those sisters out there that might be so holy and sanctified that sex never enters the conversation. You might want to turn this down at this point. But here is the deal. Even today, a woman's vagina has brought down kingdoms, brought down kings, caused men to lose their minds. God has created us with the ability to change the heart of a man through our womanhood. That is a powerful thing. And God is telling us here, listen, dude, you need to find delight, rejoice in your wife. Even as the two of you grow older, it says rejoice in the wife of your youth. Find her lovely like a deer and a graceful doe. Now, let's be real. There are times that I am not like a graceful doe. I'm more like a storming bull. But God nonetheless created me to be that lovely deer, that graceful doe. And it is I that have to do the changing, not God's purpose for my life. These verses go on to tell us that let her breasts fill you at all times with delight. That means that there should never be a time that my husband cannot find delight in me. There should never be a time when he looks upon me and says, I regret the day I said I do. You know, women who've been married for a long time back in the day used to say, you got to give him something to look forward to coming home to. Guess what, ladies? That's what this verse is saying. I want when he has to go out in the world and the enemy is enticing him with every kind of provocative, crazy, sexual thing out there. He says, I remember my wife is at home. Now, this doesn't mean that we've got to be bringing out the whips and chains and swinging from chandeliers. But what it does mean is that I can go before God and say, God, let him be intoxicated through my love for him. Let him be intoxicated with my beauty, with my body. And the great thing about God is that because he has created us that way, he will answer us that way. So I will leave you with this, ladies, in part one of our two-part podcast on embracing our sexiness. What are you doing to allow your husband to be intoxicated with your love? How are you embracing your sexiness? Until next time, ladies, may God bless your relationships and grow your spirit.
Thank you for listening. I'm so happy you tuned in today. Please join us next week for another insightful episode of the Ministry of Marriage podcast. If you would like to be a featured podcaster, contact HerFaithRadio.com. Thank you again for listening.